Are you allowed to wet a paper towel and use it on Shabbos? In other words, someone spilled, one of your kids spills grape juice on the floor. Can you take a wet paper towel? You take a paper towel, make it wet, and then wipe up the spill. So to get answer this question, we have to understand a fundamental concept in the Gemara in Zvachim, which says Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso, which means that you're not allowed to put water on a beged on Shabbos. You're not allowed to add water to a beged. Why? Because simply soaking the beged is a form of washing, which is a possibly a toldah, maybe an av, part of malacha of malabin, of whitening, one of the lamed tes malachos. So therefore, it is forbidden to add water to a beged on Shabbos. Now the question is, what type of beged are we talking about? So a couple of answers are given. Tosus in Shabbos on Kufchaf brings the Rashbam, who seems to say that it's any beged. Whether there's a stain on the beged, whether there's no stain on the beged, you're never allowed to add water to a beged on Shabbos. Answer number two is Tosos in Shabbos Kufi Alpha Mebez says that, look, you're only not allowed to add water to a beged if there's a stain on the beged, because adding the water will remove the stain. But to put water on a clean beged is totally fine. Answer number three is Tosos in Shabbos Kufi Alpha Mebez says the only time you're not allowed to add water to a beged on Shabbos is if it's not bederech lichluch, if you're not ruining the beged. But if you're going to ruin the beged by adding the water, then it would be permitted. And similarly, there's a fourth answer given by the Mordechai in Shabbos Os Shin Sadi that says you're only not allowed to put a lot of water on a beged if you're, and also only if you're having intent to wash it. That's when it's forbidden. Otherwise, any other time would be permitted. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Beis Tes and Yud, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to paskin, at least based on the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Dawud Chav Dawud as well, seem to be paskining with Chumrah that you're not allowed to add water to any beged, even if it has no stain on it. That would be forbidden as well, because we paskin like the shita of the Rashbam, or at least we paskin like shita number three, that as long as it's not derech lichluch, it should be usser. So comes out, you're not allowed to add water to a beged. Now, what does this all have to do with paper towels? So now the question is, are you allowed to add water to a paper towel? Is a paper towel considered a beged? So if you add water to a paper towel on Shabbos, that would be just like adding water to a beged. You're not allowed to add water to a beged because of malabin. So too, you shouldn't be allowed to add water to a paper towel. Now, there's another problem involved, that even if you would hold like the lenient shitas that say, no, it's totally okay to add water to a paper towel or water to a beged as long as the beged is clean or the paper towel is still clean, which it is, there's still a separate problem of schita. Maybe you're going to come to squeeze the water out, which is definitely a toldah of dush or a toldah of malabin itself. So therefore, maybe you have separate problems about adding water to a paper towel. Comes along the Igros Moshe, and the Igros Moshe says, no, it is permitted to add water to a paper towel on Shabbos. Why? Because, he says, first of all, there's no malabin by adding water to a paper towel, because the point of the paper towel is holy chlibud. It's going to be thrown out. And also, you end up ruining the paper towel by adding the water. It becomes yucky, it becomes, you know, crushed, and it could rip. So therefore, it's not considered malabin. What about the schita problem? Says the Igros Moshe, not a problem. First of all, because the paper towel doesn't hold the water, it doesn't absorb it. You're not squeezing anything out. And anyway, you're not miskaven, and it's definitely not psik resha because you're not doing it hard. So therefore, since water is not going to squeeze out, it's permitted to add water to a paper towel. And in fact, Rabbi Ribiat, in his Lamed Tes Malachos, he brings down this sheet of Rav Moshe as the das to make kiwim. However, others like the Oz Nidbaru argue with this Rav Moshe. The Oz Nidbaru in Chelek Zion Simon Tess say that no, how could Rav Moshe be makel? The whole point of using the paper towel is to squeeze it to get out the water. Therefore, the Oz Nidbaru says it would be forbidden to add water to a clean paper towel on Shabbos. Interestingly, the Oz Nidbaru himself and Simon Hay, in Chelek Hay Simon Tess, seems to be a little bit more makel if there's only a little bit of water added. He's talking there about toilet paper, adding water to toilet paper. He says if it's only a little bit of water, then it's permitted, but I guess Tzarech L'ayin, and basically it boils down to if you follow Rav Moshe, you could be makel. Otherwise, the Oz Nidbaru seems to be machmir.